Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Previously, you approved $3 million in participation, and our board approved the same thing in Okaloosa County. Unfortunately, we were unable to get all four counties together. I will tell you that that story, as far as getting all four counties together, is a long story. It dates back over 50 years, and you can see newspaper articles, and we'll forward those to you. Actually, it shows the medical examiner working out of double wide in 98, and the employee from 1967 said, fortunately, we have been unable to get us together, and Sacred Heart actually participated and came up with $900,000 to help rehab the facility at that time.
So you thought that getting a new courthouse built was a long process. The District 1 medical examiner, that's, you know, who investigates the deaths and does the autopsies and, right, helps build criminal cases and tells you whether people died of an overdose or of, you know, self-harm or murder and what kind of murder, you know, all that kind of stuff. We have been working on this for as long as I've lived here, 10 years, and the problem is that the facility in Sacred Heart is not big enough to handle all four counties and their needs. And so there's been this ongoing turf war pissing contest, which is really what it's been, okay? It seemed like in the beginning we had an agreement, and the agreement was everybody's going to kick in this money, we're going to build this facility, and Santa Rosa County bought some property or assigned some property basically to be available for this as part of their contribution to the deal. And then over the course of time, Escambia County decided, like, nah, we don't really like that plan. I don't know why we need to, you know, send our people over there since we're the biggest users of the facility, having the most deaths in the four county area. We like the facility at Sacred Heart. We like the location. Maybe we can expand that. Maybe we can put in extra coolers there for bodies. Maybe we can do an administrative complex. There's still kind of some up in the airness about all of that. But maybe what we should do is go our own way and let the other three counties, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton, do their own thing. This is Craig Coffey. He is the assistant county administrator for Okaloosa County, and he is also the chair of the District 1 Medical Examiner Search Domes, which is kind of overseeing all of this. And he says, all right, we got a new deal. We got a new deal, not an FDR new deal, but just a new plan here.
The deal points before you today are basically for $750,000 up front instead of the $3 million in an ongoing fee of $1,500 per autopsy individual that goes to the facility. So it's going to be a little bit less lift, and we're still trying to get others together. I'm actually trying to set up meetings with Escambia County because the goal of my board, and I'm sure it's your board and every other board, is to get all four counties on board. And I think there is a path forward to do that. We just got to find out that magic solution, and I think we got to keep working at it.
I'll be honest. I like a two-site solution. I don't know enough about this to be any kind of an expert, but it seems to me like you've got one county that really likes what we have right now in Escambia, and that's the big client. Expand the Sacred Heart facility or fix it. You know, I mean, and I hear horror stories about, you know, not horror like, you know, movie horror, but just, you know, like leaky roofs, and the facility currently is really in bad shape. Okay, that's fine. But having a location here really makes sense to us and the funeral homes and the deputies and, you know, EMS, okay, all of whom are involved in this. And then if the other three counties want to partner together on a second site, great. Now, the deal he's saying is instead of $3 million up front, which had been the previous one, let's put $750,000 per up front. Let's go for some state money, about $1.5 million, that Senator Broxson needs to find out that we're on board with before he's going to make a move to ask for it. And let's put that together. Let's build the facility. Let's finance it. And then let's charge users $1,500 per autopsy, which for Santa Rosa County would be about $350,000 a year. And that ongoing payment by usage will be the sustaining source of incoming funds to pay off the debt. And there we go. We can all be done. They're talking about making that facility smaller to appeal to Escambia County. And that the original cost was about $24 million. Now maybe $18 and $19 million finance about $14 to $16 of that. And, you know, it would seem to be better if all the four counties were on board. But so far, wrangling all four counties to be in agreement about this has not worked. It just hasn't worked. And so, you know, will a deal be forthcoming of some sort that we can stick with? I don't feel particularly optimistic about that. I'm not even sure that needs to be an answer. If the District 1 medical examiner, if we can just get them the good facility that's available for their people to do the autopsies, and if that involves two locations, great. I mean, we definitely have to do it. There's a 0% disagreement that it has to be done. There is some disagreement about the quality of the facility. I'll share with that in just a second. Share that with you in just a second. Meanwhile, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by ECUA. We're just watching one accident right now, and it doesn't look like it's tying anything up. But Munson Highway, a Lawler Lane, that is in Milton. Highway 90 looking good, though. Not showing any problems so far. Certainly, if you have an accident or see an accident, and you have traffic tips, you can text it in, 437-1620. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. LiveGreenECUA.com or download that Recycle Coach app today. Again, 437-1620, text in your traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Now, I know most people, okay, hearing about this story with building a District 1 medical examiner's facility are probably thinking like, I don't want to spend $20 million on that or $18 million on that. What does that do for me? Well, okay. You need to have a medical examiner's office, just like you need to have a jail and you need to have a sheriff's office and you need to have, there's a lot of things that are essential infrastructure. Nobody wants to pay for a courthouse. Nobody ever wants to pay for a courthouse. But if you believe in law and order, you know, and arresting people and then going through a process of charging them and having trials for them, you have to have a courthouse. It's the same thing with the medical examiner's office. This is essential infrastructure, and nobody ever wants to pay for it. Everybody wants the result of a safer society where criminals are locked up. You can't have that without this, basically. Sam Parker, who used to be a cop.
Anybody that thinks a medical examiner facility isn't important, I promise you this, you ain't gonna have a murder prosecution. You're not gonna have an insurance claim or some kind of malpractice thing or anything without a competent and professional autopsy. It ain't gonna happen. So it is important. It's just as important as a county jail, a sheriff's office, or a courthouse. They are all interrelated.
That's exactly right. I know it's not sexy and exciting to talk about spending, you know, $18, $20 million on something like this or 14 or two sites or whatever, but it needs to be done. Be an adult. This needs to be done, and it's been needing to be done for a long time. Commissioner Colton Wright?
Do we just want to make a commitment that we do believe the $750,000 is a reasonable ask that the county would commit to it? If so, I'd entertain a motion just so we can make sure that Senator Broxson sees that Santa Rosa County is fully committed to the project.
Mr. Chair, I think that we need to find out. We don't have enough information on Escambia County. I just heard, you know, a few things from commissioners, but I would like to throw it to them and see.
Well, I'm going to say that the ball's been thrown to them for quite some time. I believe that Santa Rosa County should at least go on the record saying where we stand and where we believe the project is.
Now, there's a lot of he said, she said, or I guess truly he said, because I don't think there's any females on any of these four kind of commissions.
How do they identify?
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. All as men.
Sure.
But, you know, so for James Calkins to be like, well, let's wait on Escambia, and Colton Wright's like, we're already waiting on Escambia. That's not going to solve anything. And I think Escambia would say, well, you know, some of the other counties like Walton have kind of changed their part of the deal. And again, this is like nobody in any of these four counties has got a political constituency that is advocating for this. So they're being politicians, right? This is not a popular thing. This is not a thing where, I mean, I'm like the lone person, you know, who's out here saying, no, this needs to be done. And I'm not saying nobody else, but I'm saying if they go to their people and say, you know, we can spend $20 or $18 million on a District 1 medical examiner's office, or we can build a sky bridge over 9 Mile for the kids, you know, or we can put sidewalks in here, or we can hire more deputies there, or we can build, you know, we can expand Woodbine Road, you know. Everything else you might spend money on as a politician has a political constituency who gets excited about it. The level of excitement in the political realm of the people in Walton or Okaloosa or District 3 in Escambia who are like, yay, medical examiner's office is zero. But it needs to be done. Okay, this is paying the lights and paying the heat. This is buying uniforms. This is basic stuff that needs to be done. And somebody's got to stand up and be the adult here. And, of course, you know, James Calkins has a way of saying, because the argument was that the original facility was, like, way too extravagant and they don't need all of that. You know, a second or third rate facility will do just fine. He chooses a different way to say it.
I'm 100% fully opposed to it. I am not in favor of building a Taj Mahal in Santa Rosa County that I think will not benefit our taxpayers. Until it's trimmed down, until Escambia County gets on board, I think that Escambia County's already said they're going to put their own money into it. Why would we waste taxpayer dollars on something the other county's going to move forward with on their own?
So the Taj Mahal.
Who was that speaking?
That's James Calkins. Of course. So
the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, because
okay.
That's what's been proposed as a Taj Mahal District 1 medical examiner, you know, with minarets and polished marble and, you know, the things.
The diamond-encrusted brain scale.
That's exactly and, right.
Yeah, okay.
And all of the inlaid work and the decorative arches. You know, just, well, he's got a flair for exaggeration.
Well, never mind.
But in principle, he's basically, I think there's something accurate here. We can probably do a less extravagant version of it and maybe get people on board, but just do it. Man up. The 20 of you, the county commissioners, man up and do it. It just needs to be done. Nobody's going to be excited about it. Get it over with and stop squabbling over this silly thing. Again, the arguments over which go back to the 50s, apparently, which is crazy. 622 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze has one of the largest sports memorabilia collections in the area. You can even buy, sell, or trade your collectible items. They have something for any collection. Coins, jerseys, autographed balls, trading cards, matchbox cars, NASCAR diecast, and so many other pieces of sports memorabilia. Find them on Facebook. Buy, sell, or trade at Coins, Sports Cards, and Racing Collectibles, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. The place to go to collect for fun or invest for profits.
From county commissioner meetings to the blues, Andrew covers it all on your morning drive on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Back in the 60s, I developed a weather-changing machine, which was in essence a sophisticated heat beam, which we called a laser. Using these lasers.
Hans plays with Lottie, Lottie plays with Jane, Jane plays with Willie, Willie is happy again. Suki plays with Leo, Sasha plays with Brit, Adolf builds a bonfire, Enrico plays with it.
6:24 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, and every once in a while we climb up on top of Salisbury Hill and take a look around to see what's going on. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden has signed a bill to declassify information related to the origins of COVID-19.
Woo-hoo!
He signed that Monday after Congress passed the measure unanimously. In a statement, he highlighted the importance of getting to the bottom of COVID's origins. A Virginia elementary school teacher that was shot by a six-year-old student earlier this year says some days she's having trouble getting out of bed. Abigail Zwerner talked with NBC's Today Show about it, but she says she's focused on recovery and trying to stay positive. And almost two dozen state attorneys general are asking Hyundai and Kia to make their cars harder to steal. They sent a letter to the automakers Monday citing a crisis of thefts and blaming the companies for not installing anti-theft immobilizers.
I mean, when TikTok has people showing other people how easy it is to steal these cars, it's not good.
Yeah, it's a bad deal.
It's not good. David, thanks so much for the update. Candy, I was waiting for the text that would come in and be like, Andrew, that wasn't Salisbury Hill. That was Games Without Frontiers.
Well, no, I thought it was just like a Peter Gabriel.
That's right.
But yeah.
But, you know.
I got what you were doing.
Sometimes people are trying to be helpful.
He wrote Salisbury Hill when he left at Genesis.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, the roads are, and good news is the roads are fine right now. We're not showing any problems on I-10, I-110, Shemuckla Highway, Woodbine, and Berryhill, all clear. No slowdowns on Guernsey or Giddens Lane either. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, we did get a text. Somebody asked, what is the name of that song? Games Without Frontiers.
Games Without Frontiers,
that's the name of that song, that's right. 437, somebody asked me the question, thinking of the medical examiner's office and whatnot, there's a new FDLE complex at Marcus Point. Why didn't they include a new domes in that? And I don't know. I don't have any knowledge on this. I'm speculating, but my guess would be
that Marcus Point.
Yeah, I didn't. This is all unfamiliar. I'm taking it for granted. That's true. Okay. Anyway, I vaguely remember that being the case, though. Anyway, I think the answer would be because that's a state facility, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and this is a county responsibility for the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, and it's a four-county responsibility, and the location has been one of the bugaboos, you know, in which county and all that. So I'm sure that's why. 437-1620, 437-1620. What else do we have going on? Oh, just a couple of notes that might be of interest to you if you care about not getting spam texts and robocalls. It's everybody's got their hand up.
Over here.
You know, it's funny. You have this wonderful, amazing device, and then these unscrupulous peoples. I don't want to use any words that'll get me in trouble, because there are words that I would use for people who do this stuff. Then they ruin it by making it so cluttered up with their spam text or their robocalls or whatever, and then the FCC fights back. A couple of quick stories about this. One is that the FCC is working to close a gap in the robocall authenticators. This is well outside of my knowledge base, but basically they took a step to try to make it so that ID authentication framework will block robocalls more effectively. I'm not getting into the details, but good. That's good. And then the other one is that the FCC has adopted first regulations requiring wireless carriers, you know, like your T-Mobile and Sprint and Verizon, to block texts from illegitimate numbers, as in when the robotexts come in that are likely illegal that come from, you know, fake or spoofed or whatever numbers. So that is one of the complaints that they have seen rising more than 500% in recent years. In 2015, there were 3,000 robotext complaints, and in last year there were 19,000 robotext complaints. 19,000. So, you know, obviously, I mean, we all get these things. We all know that it's super annoying. 629 on News Radio 92.3, Idaho is getting ready to authorize a firing squad as a method of execution if they can't get the chemicals in order to do, you know, lethal injection, because that's been one of the hangups a lot of times. Sorry for the strange phrase. That's been one of the impediments along the lines, is that they can't get the, you know, they cannot get the chemicals in order to do the lethal injection. So what do they do if they can't get the mechanism? And people have proposed hanging. People have proposed shooting. And, well, you know, again, Idaho. And they're building, I guess they're having to build a facility, or revamp is the proposal, to revamp a facility for $750,000 to retrofit a death chamber for firing squad executions. I don't know an awful lot about Idaho, but I'm suspicious there's a fair number of people that'd be like, I got 3 acres out here. You know, I mean, like, I don't think this would be all that hard to figure out, but, you know, there's got to be rules, obviously. 437-1620. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to Santa Rosa County Administrator DeVan Cook about the meeting yesterday and the meeting on Thursday. We'll talk with him about the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, the proposal to help out the Santa Rosa branch of the Muscogee Indians and some of their proposals and several other things that were going on in the meeting yesterday. It was a fairly interesting, long meeting. Not as long as the 9.5 hours, I think, of the Escambia County School Board meeting on book restrictions, but we'll talk about that. I'm sure Dave will have that in his news. What do you have coming up, David?
A local attorney's been appointed on the First Judicial Circuit Court. More on that after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments made for former President Trump before the 2016 election has at least one more witness tomorrow, and a law enforcement source does not expect an arraignment until next week. Trump on Truth Social.
These four horrible, radical left Democrat investigations of your all-time favorite president, me, is just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country.
There are two federal investigations and one in Georgia. China's President Xi and Russian President Vladimir Putin meet for a second day in Moscow about Ukraine and more.
Xi and Putin, according to their respective state-controlled media, discuss the war and potential negotiations to end it. No details were provided.
That's Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Xi invited Putin to visit China sometime this year. Japan's Prime Minister Kishida made a surprise trip to Ukraine today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 News Radio 92.3. Right now, 44 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola. A Gulf Breeze attorney has now been appointed to serve on the First Judicial Circuit Court. Governor Ron DeSantis appointed Stephen Warwick, who served as a partner at Brooks, Warwick & Associates since 2008. Warwick is going to fill the vacancy from Judge Mary Polson, who recently retired. Funeral services have been announced for the Northview High School senior that was killed in a crash on Highway 29 last week. 18-year-old Kara Santarelli's family announced they'll be holding a celebration of life this coming Saturday at the Pensacola Beach Pier. They've also established a GoFundMe for help with her final expenses. And a GoFundMe spokesperson did tell Channel 3 that all the money raised will be going directly to Kara's family. Santarelli was killed when her vehicle was hit head-on by a wrong-way driver last Friday. A Georgia man found himself in jail recently after a traffic stop in Walton County. Deputies there say they found a stolen handgun and a Scrooge McDuck backpack filled with marijuana. 19-year-old Carlos Graves was arrested after a traffic stop. This was over on Highway 30A yesterday. Walton County deputies say he was driving 65 in a 25 when he was pulled over. Deputies could smell marijuana in the vehicle. Graves showed them one bag on the floorboard of the vehicle, but during a search of the vehicle, they found a backpack, a Scrooge McDuck backpack, with almost 300 grams of marijuana and a stolen handgun in it. Graves now charged with possession of a weapon while committing a felony, intent to sell marijuana, and dealing in stolen property. He's being held with no bond at the Walton County Jail. The Escambia County School District still appears to be in limbo over that charter school application for Warrington Middle School. Back in November, the school board approved entering into an educational review agreement with Charter School USA. Since then, there just hasn't been a whole lot of movement.
The report I get is that they're working on some pieces related to some of the pieces that they need to function properly. And I think that's taking a little bit longer than anticipated.
Superintendent Tim Smith says the deadline for the formal charter application to be submitted is May 1st. A Florida Senate committee scheduled to review a bill calling for term limits for school board members after the House passed its version last week.
Now there's a light at the end of the tunnel for them. And that light at the end of the tunnel is sort of like a magnet to help people prepare those next batch of leaders so they can bring in fresh ideas, more energy, new energy.
Senator Blaise Ingolia introduced that bill. It'll be reviewed by the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee today. It would lead to 8-year term limits for county school board members. And fresh off this year's Pensacon convention, organizers have announced a new guest for next year. That guest is actor, comedian, and filmmaker Pauly Shore.
Anybody home? Hello!
That was from Son-in-Law back in 93, Shore, known for a lot of early 90s comedies, including Encino Man, and also played the voice of Bobby Zemeresky in a Goofy movie. They've also announced a few other guests for next year, including Cesar Garcia from Better Call Saul and Jenny and Barry Gregory. Of course, you can always follow their guest announcements at Pensacon.com. It's 6:35 right now. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
I'm still on the wheeze. Did you ever see Son-in-Law? You've seen it?
I have. I can't remember of it, though.
Oh, me
It's
either.
One of those movies where it's, yeah.
No, it was good. And, you know, I love, that's awesome. I love Pauly Shore. I'm going to go Pensacon. As we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing any slowdowns right now. It looks like 98 clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. 3 Mile Bridge. Look at all those lanes. Not showing any delays. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Another chilly start to the day with temperatures warming up in the afternoon near 65 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, not getting nearly as chilly with lows in the 50s, 52 degrees. For Wednesday, we will warm up. Plenty of sunshine, high near 73. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It is clear right now, 44 in Pensacola, 49 in Gulf Breeze, a little bit cooler, 36 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Stanley Black & Decker is closing factories in Texas and South Carolina and relocating some operations to Tennessee facilities as the company revamps its manufacturing and distribution network. The Connecticut-based toolmaker says the moves would affect the jobs of 357 employees. 80 jobs will be added in Tennessee. The factory in Fort Worth makes Craftsman Mechanics tools. The one in Cheraw, South Carolina makes knives and portable storage units. GM's autonomous vehicle unit Cruise has asked California for permission to test the cars across the entire state. The GM subsidiary already is running an autonomous ride-hailing service in its hometown of San Francisco after testing for more than 2 years. It doesn't have specific plans yet to expand testing in California, but applying with the Department of Motor Vehicles is a step toward entering cities such as Los Angeles. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
The steak experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Grab all your favorites at 50% off, like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air chilled chicken, and more. Plus, use promo code QUALITY at omahasteaks.com at checkout for an additional $30 off your order. Get fired up and spring into something special. But hurry, 50% off site-wide is only for a limited time. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for an additional $30 off during their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good Good morning, 639 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Thanks so much for joining us. We couldn't get a hold of Devane Cook this morning for some reason. He may call any moment. I don't know. But I did see this other story I wanted to talk with you about a little bit. Do you see this headline that ChatGPT has liberal bias?
No, it doesn't. Does it really? Okay, so I heard they go like Hitler.
Yeah, here's the basis of this story. There's a couple of pieces to it. Component number one is that it is more likely to flag as offensive or hate speech or violation of content policy if you insult certain groups rather than other groups. Okay, like this guy went through and he threw 6,000 sentences at ChatGPT, I guess, is the story. And for these sentences, like he would, you know, say the Jews or the women or the blacks or whatever. And 6,000 sentences for each category and then come back with a flag rate of how many of those came back as having content issues. And ChatGPT is far more likely to identify problems with what you would see, what seem like liberal filters in the sense that, you know, if it's mentioning, well, here, I'll just actually give you the list. It's a little hard to read in the one story that I found with it, but basically what you've got is, it just went right off my screen there. So if you're looking at disabled people, that's the very highest. The Manhattan Institute is the one who did this. Disabled people, then blacks, then gay people, then people with a disability. I didn't realize there's a different categories. Then Asians and handicapped people. That's now three. And then transgender people. Okay, so going down the list, those are the most flagged. Like if you say negative things about them, it gets flagged as hateful. Okay. Meanwhile, at the very bottom of the list, you know, Republicans, wealthy people, Republican voters, upper middle class people, you know, get flagged almost never as being. Like, if you say awkward, if you say mean things about them, it's not hate speech. But if you say mean things about gays and disabled people, then it's hate speech. That's one of the biases. And if, for example, you give it the question to write an essay for you, why are men so dishonest? It says, well, it's not accurate to generalize, you know, about people. But if you ask them the question, why are women so dishonest? It gives you the same answer with a flag of this might violate our content policy. Well, you know, saying men are dishonest and women are dishonest should both be equally treated, right? But that's, you know, kind of the issue here, among some other things. I wonder whether this is more an issue of it's biased or whether it just reflects a society that says these groups should be protected more than those groups. These groups, it's okay to insult, and those groups, it's not. I don't agree with that assessment of where the culture should be, but there's no doubt that is where the culture is. No doubt. 437-1620, 437-1620. And so he's maybe just reflecting what he reads. Devane Cook did manage to join us, which is great. Devane is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Hold on just one second here. All right, Devane, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Good to have you. Welcome back.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So a couple of things that you guys talked about yesterday, and I did want to just real briefly, because we talked pretty extensively about the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office. It is amazing to me that this just hasn't gotten done. You know, we got, 20 county commissioners who are all trying to figure this out, and everybody's got their own idea about this, but nobody wants it. Nobody wants to spend the money. There's no political constituency that's going to be upset about the delay, except that we all depend on a criminal justice system, which in turn depends on having a medical examiner's office, right?
Right. That's a key part of our, you know, criminal justice system.
So are we on track right now to build two facilities, one in Escambia, refurbished Sacred Heart, and then a second facility for the other three counties? Are we really on track to build a single facility in Santa Rosa? Is it just a God only knows, lay your bets in Vegas kind of situation? What's going on?
Andrew, I'm not sure. The two facilities is kind of a new discussion. Our hope is that the four counties can come together. We can work together and build one facility, location yet to be determined. That's where we're headed. And as you may have seen from the meeting, Craig Coffey, the assistant county administrator with Okaloosa County, is going to work with the commissioners and try to see if we can get this thing going in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I know. There's a lot of hope. I'm just not sure that, you know, I want to see the actual plan because so far nobody's been able to really pull this off. But as you know, this is going on for a long time. And, you know, no mark against, you know, anybody who's been working on it. It's just, you know, this is a hard, this is a difficult thing to wrangle four counties on. That's the challenge. One of the other things, Devan, actually, hang on for just a second. Let's get a quick traffic break from Candy. Go ahead, Candy.
All right, not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything is moving just fine so far. Watching one thing, Muskogee and Jack's Branch Road in Cantonment. A vehicle crash and a possible roadblock now has just popped up. Muskogee and Jack's Branch Road in Cantonment. So watch that area. So maybe avoid it, certainly, if you can. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. I thought it was a really interesting conversation yesterday about the possibility of an aquatic center that would serve the county, something Gulf Breeze has looked into. Your board seems pretty committed to at least doing kind of a feasibility study. Is that right?
Yes. We're going to probably in 2 weeks come back with some price information. The city of Gulf Breeze has committed to work with us on this. And again, no location decision. That's yet to be determined by the feasibility study. But the study would look at whether or not the area can support such, this type of aquatic center. And if so, what would be the best location? And, you know, all the factors that would come into building a major facility like that. So, you know, we know that's something that's very important to the residents and is needed. You know, our high school swimmers have to go to other counties or other locations to to swim. So you know, we're hoping this is something we can look at and ultimately come to a conclusion on where it'd be a good location and how we build it and support it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems at first blush like it would be obvious to build it in the South End, maybe Tiger Point. Then you could, you know, then both Navarre and Gulf Breeze and everywhere in between could share use for this. And again, not just a pool, okay, but a, you know, a competition level facility where the teams could practice. But then you don't solve much for, like, you know, Milton High School. They're probably still going to go to UWF, you know, like what's the benefit? At least I think. I don't think they have their own pool unless I'm mistaken. So I understand the location is going to be a challenge. One of the other things that I wanted to talk with you about is this proposal by the Indian tribe to have the county supplement construction of a cultural information center and also a timekeeping device that they say is, you know, sort of historical significance that they'd like to build one of in Santa Rosa County. Squarespace, I think they called it. This is kind of an interesting idea I had not heard of before.
Yeah, this is something that they had approached our commissioners about and talked with them, and we looked at some funding sources and are interested in working with the council to possibly help them to finish this center. They've got a good start. They've got a really nice facility for those people that saw the meeting or saw the slides. They've already got a really nice facility, and this would help complete the inside of the facility and then build this square out front that is, you know, as we understand it from ancient times, it's like a meteorologic or a calendar and helps them to determine, help the you know, Indians to determine planting and those kinds of things. So it's just a very interesting concept, something that, you know, that we have brought to the board and, you know, we'll see how that goes, but we hope we can work out some funding for them.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a neat idea to have this. I called it the wrong name. Square Grounds is what Chief Dan was calling it. It looks like, you know, kind of a fascinating concept. I did have a question. I don't remember the outcome of this. It's something you and I did not talk about last time, but I thought it was an interesting, a really interesting discussion about these two subdivisions, Sound Forest and Sound Reserve off of Highway 98 and Gulf Breeze, private subdivisions that have had some issues with, you know, various parts of their infrastructure, bringing them into the county in terms of county ownership of that facility, and a huge long checklist of items to be repaired or brought up to standard, right, in order to make that happen.
Yes, the subdivisions would have to put in an MSBU, a Municipal Services Benefit Unit, which levies tax onto the properties to bring the roads and the drainage systems up to county standards before the county would consider accepting them for maintenance. So that's what our engineering department has been working with them on, to give them the requirements, and then it'll be their responsibility to ultimately raise the funds and bring them up to standard before we would consider accepting them. But that's something that, our engineering department's working with those subdivisions on.
And this is just, this is like a never-ending pox on both of our counties. You have developers who, you know, put up these subdivisions. They do all the basic, what you would think is the right infrastructure to get them going. And then 10, 15, 20, 30, whatever, years later, that stuff doesn't work the way it's supposed to, or it hasn't been maintained the way it's supposed to. And the residents, who it's not particularly their fault that they bought in a subdivision like this, they come to the county and they say, please help. Well, and the please help is expensive because it wasn't done right or maintained right along the way, right? Isn't that basically the problem we're facing?
It is, and it is difficult for the residents in those subdivisions that are going to be required to bear the cost of bringing them up to standards. You know, so we have some things in place to avoid those kinds of issues in the future, but in this particular case, there were some problems between the developer and other partners and that kind of thing, and it just never quite got finished, is my understanding. But again, we do see that sometimes, and it's unfortunate for the residents in subdivisions, but we do have standards now, even for private subdivisions, where they would be required to be pretty close to, or if not at county standards during their development phase.
Yeah, I mean, that's my natural response is, look, just require everybody to be at those same standards and to maintain them. You know, you want to stay private, I suppose that's on you, but this is too often a problem to just let it kind of go and say, well, private property. You know, the residents, I think, have rights and expectations, and maybe as a county, we're not, you know, we're letting them down if we don't hold the builders to that kind of stuff. Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook joins us every Tuesday after the preliminary meeting. The regular meeting will be Thursday. Devan, as always, man, thanks for the work that you do. I know it's a lot, and thanks for helping our citizens understand what's going on in their government. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 652 on News Radio 92.3. If you are a business owner and you've got employees and you're growing and you're having to deal with things like human resources management, payroll, insurance benefits, dental, vision, life, disability, which is stuff that every business owner has to deal with, call Torgerson Causey. Man, they're really good at this. They can help take the load off of you, and you don't have to deal with it because they'll manage it for you. But also, they'll give your employees options. They might save you or them or both money in the way they present these things. And I know because we worked with them here for about 5 years. Cat Country News Radio started using them a little while back, and they have been great. You know, saved us money, gave us options, and have been super responsive every time we have questions, even detailed ones, and they answer. They're just really easy to work with. For more than 20 years, helping local businesses like yours function better, call them and find out what they might be able to do for you. No obligation to have them check out your programs. 433-9996 or check out Torgerson Causey online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
When you choose your next Volkswagen from the lineup of crossovers and SUVs at Beadmore Imports, will you choose price or a competitive finance rate? Well, how about you choose both? That's right, the 2023 VW Tiguan S with driver's assist package and third row seating is now from $29,352 and with an available APR of 4.9% for 60 months. The Taos SE from $30,996 and now available with 4.9% financing for 60 months. And the biggest SUV of them all, the Atlas SE with technology from $42,632 and a finance rate of 4.9% for 72 months. So with price, financing, and selection, the only thing you need to decide is when you'll be stopping by Piedmore Imports to drive your new VW. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before tax, tax title, and dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit. New VCI. See dealer for details.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we are celebrating. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary and winning the 2022 Best of the Bay Award. My dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for the community. He also started the flat rate pricing system where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Now, 50 years later, his vision continues continues. At Barberry Plumbing, we appreciate you putting your trust in us and voting us as 2022 Best of the Bay winner. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, we appreciate your vote of confidence by choosing Barberry Plumbing. Call Barberry Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Average for a gallon of gas, 3.43. Florida's 3.44. Above average. It's not to celebrate. 3.02 in Texas, and California is 4.38. If you're in Navarre this morning, 3.15 east and west of the Walmarts, 3.15 for the Garcon Point Bridge, 3.17 in Tiger Point at the Liberty, 3.21 at the Exxon in proper, 3.12 at the Raceway in Milton, 3.09 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, and 3.18 or 19 going through Pace, depending which station that you pick. If you're getting over onto 9 Mile, it's 3.15 at the Walmart there, 3.04 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, looks like 3.11 at the Shell at Cervantes. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price in your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Candy's got traffic on the fives. Everything's going great today.
Yeah, it was. Horrible accident. Muskogee Road at Jack's Branch. It is shut down due to a multi-car accident. This is Cantonment, of course, west of the mill. Muskogee and Jack's Branch Road, again, shut down, so avoid that area. Traffic southbound Woodbine backed up past Hungry Howie's. Thank you for texting that in. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now, I just want pizza. Fantastic.
I do, too.
David Wayne's in the news with our headlines. David?
Commotion in the banking sector didn't stop Wall Street from closing a little bit higher yesterday. Stocks rallied after the Swiss government engineered a UBS takeover of Credit Suisse. Three men will soon be facing sentencing after being convicted of killing South Florida rapper XXXTentacion. A jury on Monday returned guilty verdicts for Michael Boatwright, Trayvon Newsom, and Dendrick Williams. And the White House urging China's president to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Because China, quite frankly, we believe, should hear directly from the Ukrainians and not just from the Russians.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. is hoping that Chinese President Xi Jinping would press Vladimir Putin to end the war in Ukraine and withdraw his troops.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 657 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Well, let's go early. I kind of like this. This gives a little bit of time to discuss. So, future news.
Steal my bit. Future news.
All
right.
Is Trump going to get indicted today?
No.
I say no now. Yeah. When I realize that he's the only person who is saying he will, that means it's not going to happen. I know he said it in all caps. Okay. And a lot of people.
Somebody retruthed it.
And a lot of people retruthed it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Will the Blue Angels have an open for practice day, maybe? Like, you know how we're doing an open weekend coming up this weekend, but it's not when they're having practices? Will there be an open for practice, like a weekday open base day coming up, like maybe in April or May?
It sounds like it.
Wouldn't that be a great idea?
That'd be a great idea.
I know the base folks listen to this show. Maybe they're already working on it.
Open back
it.
That A&W.
will the FTC effectively reduce robocalls and robotexts through the couple of mechanisms they're working on?
I hope so.
I
doubt it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I hate it.
Superintendent. Are we going to have will the school board in Escambia vote to send the county commission a request to put it on the ballot to return us to an elected superintendent?
Yes.
They won't. I think it'll lose 4-1.
Then why do you ask?
If they do, will the county commission vote to put it on the ballot?
No.
They will not. Yeah, exactly right.
There you go.
If the county commission puts it on the ballot, will the voters make the vote to support it?
No.
I'm a no across the board on this, so stop it. That's my exact. Will we have more nuanced decisions on book access after last night the school board, you know, voted for a couple of books to be available only for 11th and 12th graders, a couple of books available only for high schoolers, I think, or high school, whatever. They're not just straight across the board prohibiting them. Will we have more decisions like that?
I think so.
Yeah, and this is an improvement. That's much better than the former way.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.